USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is in France for the G7 summit. He's already working out disagreements among leaders and concerns over his trade war with China. The dispute is expected to dominate many of the conversations at this year's G7. The president defended his position.
I think our tariffs are very good for us. We're taking in tens of billions of dollars. China's paying for it.
On Friday, China unveiled retaliatory tariffs on roughly $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. The president responded by announcing he would increase existing Chinese tariffs. Israel has launched airstrikes against Syria. They struck Iranian targets near Damascus, prompting anti-aircraft fire by Syrian forces. The Israeli military said warplanes hit Iranian forces that were planning to use attack drones armed with explosives. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The world is now watching the wildfires in the rainforests of Brazil. Some of the Amazon fires do start naturally caused by lightning, but others have been deliberately set by loggers and farmers clearing land. Marcio Estreni from Greenpeace Brazil says President Bolsonaro is responsible for the people setting the fires. A right-wing billionaire has passed away. USA's John Hunt has more.
David Koch, the billionaire conservative activist and philanthropist who was lauded by the right and rebuked by the left, has passed away. Charles Koch did not say how his brother died, but David Koch blamed deteriorating health when he stepped down last year from Koch Industries, a Kansas-based energy and chemical corporation with an annual revenue of over $110 billion. The brothers were tied as the 11th richest in the world this year in a ranking by Forbes. At the time of his death, David Koch was worth $42.5 billion. He was 79.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
An Illinois judge named a former U.S. attorney as a special prosecutor to lead an investigation into the authorities' handling of the Jesse Smollett case, in which he reported he'd been assaulted by two men who shouted derogatory slurs. A judge appointed Daniel Webb to look into the case, which stems from Smollett's reported assault in Chicago in January. Investigators at first attempted to locate the assailants, but eventually declared the story was a hoax, and prosecutors charged the former Empire star with several counts of filing a false police report. Prosecutors said they believe Smollett staged the attack to drum up popularity and sympathy for his career. Prosecutors dropped the charges in March, and evidentiary files were sealed. The judge appointed Webb after 30 other Illinois prosecutors turned down the appointment. U.S. churches are marking a strange anniversary on Sunday. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The bells will be rung at churches on Sunday to mark the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the first African-American slaves in the English colonies. Most churches will do so at 3 p.m. local time, ringing them for 4 minutes, 1 minute for each century of slavery on these shores. It's part of a year-long commemoration spearheaded by the 400 Years of African-American History Commission, which is administered by the National Park Service. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.